One of the fascinating things in the life of St. John Bosco was that he had many prophetic gifts. He also had many dreams. And the most famous dream of St. John Bosco, which occurred in the year 1862, was when he saw a prophetic vision of the Catholic Church in the future. And what he saw was a large ocean, and the ocean had a ship on it, and the Pope was steering the ship, and the boat was being tossed about on the waves and the storms in the ocean, and there were enemy ships that were attacking the Catholic Church with many different things. And the Pope was straining with all his might to lead the Church in between two large pillars in the ocean. The large one had the Blessed Sacrament in the monstrance, Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. And the other column, the other pillar, had our Blessed Mother. And so the enemies of the Church were trying to destroy the Church. The Pope was trying his best to lead the Church to these pillars. Eventually, he was able to do that and hook the Church, attach the Church to these two great pillars, the Eucharist and our Blessed Mother. And as soon as he did this, then there was peace, then there was calm, and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary took place. Well, that really is our image here at Holy Trinity as well. That's my goal, that's your goal, I'm sure, to grow every day closer to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and closer to our Blessed Mother, to tie our lives up to those two pillars of Our Lady and the Eucharist. Here we are, 1 year, our first anniversary in the new church. This year has gone by very quickly. It seems it was just so recently that the bishop was here to dedicate the church, to pour the sacred oils on the altar, to pray as he worked the oils into the altar. And as we bless the walls with the chrism, it seems this year has gone by very quickly. But so many wonderful graces have occurred in this church and in our lives in this past year. I certainly hope that this church has been a beacon of hope, of healing, of spiritual growth for all those in the community. When we look at what's occurred in this past year, the growth of the parish from basically about 1,500 families to 3,000 families, we're certainly overjoyed to see that. Right now, I think we're the eighth largest Catholic church in the diocese. There's 68 parishes in the diocese. Now we're about number eight as far as numbers of families that are participating in the church. But also, though, I think that we're certainly one of the most active parishes in the diocese with 65 or 70 different organizations. And what makes this parish a very blessed place is all the wonderful people, all the families and parishioners that we have here at this parish. All of you that do such an incredible job day in and day out, week after week, month after month, to use your time, to spend your efforts and energy, to use your gifts and talents, your treasure, to build up the kingdom of God. That's what makes a great parish, is everybody doing their work and volunteering and being God's instrument to bring his love and peace to the rest of the community. What I've been so impressed with is really obviously the wonderful people, the wonderful families in this parish, the dedicated staff that we have, the wonderful priests and deacons that serve us. But it's been such a joy to see so many people come back to church, back to the sacraments. That was our dream. That was our hope. That was our desire, that once we build a church, people would come. And people would come back to confession after many years away. People would bring their babies to be baptized. People would get their children to receive the sacraments of communion and confession. So one of the greatest joys has been to see the number of conversions, people coming back, coming into the Catholic faith, and coming back to the sacraments, coming back to Jesus. That's been the greatest joy in this past year. All the marriages validated, all the babies baptized, and just a few little statistics that I jotted down before I came over. We now have, besides 3,000 families, 1,400 children in religious education. And that should bring joy to all of our hearts, that the children are learning about Jesus, about the church, and growing closer to the Lord. This past year, I think we've done about 200 baptisms, which brings our total up to about 1,200 babies baptized since the parish was founded. This year, we'll have 330 children make their first confession and receive Jesus for the first time in Holy Communion. 330 second graders and 200 eighth graders to be confirmed this year. One of the most amazing statistics is that we're just approaching our 50th wedding in this church. And you'll notice that the dedication candles are lit tonight. We only light those once a year on February 2nd, the anniversary of our dedication. All the brides want us to light those candles. We have to tell them, no, it's only for the dedication. But 50 weddings. And that's really what we were hoping that would happen with the church. We were hoping that this place would be your spiritual home, that you would bring your babies to get baptized. You will nourish your soul with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. You'll have an opportunity to come to adore Him day and night in the Holy Eucharist. That you'll come here to your spiritual home to have your sins forgiven in confession. You'll come here to bury your loved ones at a funeral or to walk your daughters down this aisle in holy matrimony. Or perhaps one of the greatest joys, I'm sure, would be to see your son say his first Mass on this altar. Perhaps one of these altar boys or some of them will one day become priests and say your first Mass here in your parish church. That was our hope. That was our goal, that this parish would be a source of grace and blessing to each one of you, to all the families in this area. We've been very blessed this year to have lots of wonderful things occur. And I think it's been beautiful to see the additional daily masses and weekend masses since we got into the church, as well as the additional confession opportunities and confession times, the beginning of brand new groups like the Trinitarians, the group for the seniors, and the young adults group. What's also been nice is to see the gift shop open, which is called Spiritual Treasures, also known as Fran and Jerry's. But of course, the greatest thing is the Adoration Chapel, the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. Those of you who have made a holy hour in there know what a great blessing it is to be able to come to the church at 11 o'clock at night or 3 in the morning or 6 in the morning and to be able to pray before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Out of all the things we could ever dream or wish for or desire in the parish, that was something that we'd always hoped would be able to do, is to have a chapel of Eucharistic adoration. Again, that's one of the pillars for your spiritual life as well as for the parish. And just as we have great devotion to Our Lady through the praying of the rosary every day after Mass and all the wonderful Marian organizations here in the parish, we have that pillar of our Blessed Mother. But now we have the pillar of the Eucharist, where people can come and spend time in Eucharistic adoration in our chapel. So what should be our goals for this year? Well, I have four suggestions, four goals. I hope each one of you will take these to heart and help me to implement them in our parish. Number one is to become people of prayer, to make sure that our prayer life this year is number one priority, prayer time with the Lord. And I'd especially recommend it with Eucharistic adoration. We have the chapel now available. Make sure that each one of you, each one of us, spends at least that 1 hour a week with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. I know many of you spend an hour a day already in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That's a wonderful goal. That's a wonderful thing to do. Everybody should hopefully one day be able to do that if the duties of their state and life permit. But that 1 hour a day with the Lord would be a wonderful blessing for your spiritual life. But at least try to come at least 1 hour each week and spend that time with the Lord in Eucharistic adoration. So our prayer life should be a top priority this year, especially prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. So spread the word, spread the news about this to get other people to spend time with the Lord in Eucharistic adoration. Number two, our second goal for this coming year should be catechesis, adult education, and continuing to educate the children in their faith. One of the reasons why so many people fall away from the Catholic Church is because they never knew their faith. They were baptized, but they were not catechized. So you can help me this coming year to deepen the faith by reading the catechism, reading the Bible, reading books about your faith, to deepen your faith in moral theology, church history, sacramental theology, to try to deepen your knowledge of the faith. The more we know about God, the more we can love God. I want to bring in many guest speakers this year, some national speakers. We're going to be forming a little speakers bureau, speakers committee, that we can then invite these famous people to come in to speak here at the church and then advertise it in the diocese so that people from around the diocese will come here to deepen their faith as well. So perhaps at least every 3 months we'll have a well-known speaker come into the church. So that will be one of our goals this year, is adult education, continuing the Bible studies, the Book of the Month, and all these things, and continuing to deepen the faith. Number three, evangelization, spreading the faith to other people. We still live in an area where there's a lot of fallen away Catholics. A lot of people are baptized Catholic. They don't go to church anymore. They're not married in the church. We have to bring them back. We have to keep knocking on doors, keep inviting people back. And this past year, we had some beautiful conversions, some beautiful returns to the sacraments, just because somebody knocked on their door and said, "Hi, we're here from Holy Trinity. We're here to make friends with everyone and to invite you to visit our church." That simple approach, anybody can do it. People in their 70s or 80s or 90s, they can still knock on doors and invite people. So evangelization, to continue to do the outreach, to meet your neighbors, your co-workers, your friends, and to invite them to come to church, to see the new church, and to perhaps rekindle their faith of their childhood. So evangelization, that should be our third goal for this year. But I need your help. I cannot do evangelization by myself. It has to be everybody's job. Everybody's has the opportunity. You know people that nobody else knows. You work with people that nobody else works with. Your neighbors, you'll be able to reach people that a priest or a deacon, we cannot reach these people. Only you, as the laity, can reach these souls. And lastly, number four, the fourth goal for this coming year should be service in the community, to continue to serve the needy, the poor, those going through tough times. And we're so blessed to have groups like the Samaritans and the House of Mercy and others that do this kind of work for those who struggle, those who are going through difficult times. So that should be our goal, to continue to be of service to the community through helping those who are going through tough times. I think especially this year we should put a big focus on the unborn, of trying to get out there in front of the abortion clinic and pray the rosary and be a witness to try to bring a greater awareness to the sanctity of human life. So I do want our parish to get behind the pro-life effort a lot more this year than we have in the past. All of us should be doing more for the pro-life cause in our community, in our country. So that should be our goal. So again, thank you so much for all your dedicated time and service this past year. God will certainly bless you and reward you. You know, God knows what you do, even though maybe nobody else sees all the things that you do. The Lord sees it. He will bless you for it. He'll bestow abundant graces upon you and upon your family. So let's continue this year to try to lead our church through the two pillars and tie up our church to those two great pillars, the Eucharist and our Blessed Mother. God bless you.